You are now about to witness the strength of street knowledge.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Overtime. Whoa, Overtime 118. Mark Bland, Jeremy Bailey, a little NWA. Straight out of Compton, bringing us back in. So if you listen to the main show, you know that our friend Travis Cook took off out of here after a racist tirade right there at the end of the show for absolutely no apparent reason other than the fact that he wanted to explain that he wanted to hang our president from a tree, and that was his way of fixing the impeachment, which is a little cavalier, in my opinion, to have such an attitude. But he tore out of here so fast, jumped into his car, and took off. He actually left his computer, so I called Travis Cook up, explained to him that I am somewhat sorry, and I've asked Travis to come back in. And Travis, come on, man. Seriously, dude. Like, I don't understand why you just are like, just sit down, man. Sit down.
First of all, if I'm going to do this show, we're going to get something straight right now. I am not under any obligation to pretend as though I have any respect for Barack Obama or any other politician for that matter. If I don't have respect for them, I'm going to tell you I don't have respect for them. If I hate them, I'm going to tell you I hate them.
You went a little racist, bro.
What?
You went racist.
How so?
You said that you wanted to hang the black president from a tree.
When did I mention anybody's race? I said hang him from a tree in terms of treason. What is the punishment for treason? It's execution. All right? I believe he is treasonous. I would have said the same thing had he been a white president, a Hispanic president, a purple president. I really don't give a rat's behind. If you are treasonous, you must be treated as a traitor. Let's put it that way.
I'm not going to respect an individual who's going to downgrade our president the way you did.
He's not my president, and I hate him.
He is your president.
I do not respect
him. And you live in his country every year.
He's not his country. It's our country. All he did was manage to win a couple of popularity contests. Nothing less.
Fair enough.
I was always taught by my grandpa, a Marine in the Korean War, it doesn't really matter what you think of the president. You should respect the position as a patriot of the United States.
Well, I do respect the position far too much to associate him with it.
All right. So we were we have a few more questions left on our debate. If you're willing to sit there and not run out of here, I think that you can agree that we were extremely cautious with our way of handling you. We moderated it extremely
solidly.
And
I was extremely cautious in my way of handling you until you told me I had to respect that SOB.
Now, you ran out of here not because you were interrupted at all. So you have to admit that you were not interrupted throughout the debate.
Oh, not in that case, no.
Now, I got a couple more questions that I want to ask you guys. All right? Some unique questions that I think that they could apply. Now, there seems to be a definite, and I'm going to go down this road because of where we're at right now with this conversation and where we are at personally. Okay,
I don't know what road you're going down.
We're going down
whatever.
The road. There seems to be, and I brought it up there at the end of the show, this tendency for the conservative party to have a somewhat subpar view of minorities in this country in general.
How so? I don't see that at all.
I would, Jeremy, would you agree?
I would say when I understand assimilation from the Tea Party perspective, that assimilation is into white culture.
I don't think there is such a thing as white culture. When you say white culture, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Which is the subtleties that we're talking about.
Subtleties? I'm talking about American culture. We're all a part of that. Germans, Irish, African Americans, all the people you can name, we all are in that melting pot, as you say. When people say white culture or acting white or talking white, I have literally no clue what they're talking about. But yet there are people who claim that's a thing, for lack of a better term, and I'm not sure where that comes from.
I think it's pretty obvious that when you describe a particular culture that somebody should be assimilated to, that it's not just happenstance, that it's the what everybody views as white culture.
I'm not sure what you mean everybody views, but let me give you a couple of examples where I'm coming from here. When you, not you personally, but when people like Mark or other liberals infer that there's an issue with minorities.
I'm a moderate, thank you.
Moderate liberal.
Swing voter.
Is the same freaking thing.
No,
in this.
Not.
Yes, it is.
It is not.
If you're not conservative, you're the enemy, all right? Now, when people like you say, oh, they don't like minorities.
People like you.
Yeah. Now, will you let me finish what I'm telling you?
Yeah, okay. Maybe.
Now,
maybe I will.
Now.
You're not going to yell on my show.
Yes, I will if you make me now. When it comes to the whole, you know, assimilation thing and so forth, there are plenty of people in this country, famous and not famous, who have assimilated into American culture, and they're not all white. Look at a guy like Dr. Ben Carson, who's recently been someone that has been rather outspoken against Barack Obama. He's gotten a lot of, shall we say, love in the Tea Party recently. The things I know about him so far have been very impressive. He's espoused some conservative ideas, and there's a possibility he's going to run for president. Of course, it's a long way off. We don't know. But there's someone who, you know, espouses exactly what we believe. He makes a lot of sense, and I would totally support him. Now, he's an African-American. That makes literally no difference to me, because I think he is the epitome of what an American should be, regardless of whatever your background is. Herman Cain is the same way.
Herman Cain is the epitome of okay.
Yeah, he's the epitome of what an American should be. I supported Herman Cain in the primary. I wish I could have supported him in the general election. Unfortunately,
Herman
Mitt Romney
Cain,
was an
kind of an Uncle Ruckus.
And what do you mean by Uncle Ruckus? What's
Uncle...
that reference?
Have you ever seen the show Boondocks? Probably not.
No, I haven't actually. So that's why that's lost on me.
I know.
I don't
yeah,
know what you're talking about.
Most people in the white culture have never seen that show.
I didn't know there was a white culture, just I haven't heard of the program. But
right.
Go ahead.
You
what,
obviously
what is,
know there's a white culture. You're a part of it.
So what is this
you're
white
culture? You're white.
So would that mean you're part of it too? I mean, I
yeah,
don't know
man.
What,
yeah, it
I
does mean
here's,
we're a part
here's
of it.
Here's the thing. Here's what I actually find offensive about this. I don't think that anyone's skin color, mine or anybody else's, determines your culture. I think your culture is determined by your beliefs, your attitudes, the way you look at life. And there are people of many different colors who can be part of abhorrent cultures. If we look at, for example, the accepted inner city culture these days, and I know people sometimes think of that as a black thing, and I think that's a very bad thing to do, because I've seen white people, you know, raised in that culture who act just the same way. That proves it's not a race thing. It's a culture thing. And so it's how you act, it's your beliefs, it's how you've assimilated into proper society. And anyone of any culture or ethnicity can do that, and that's what I'm in favor of.
All right. All right, let's switch topics here for a minute. I've got a couple of questions here that I think are kind of unique, and I'd like to hear your guys' opinion, okay? Do you feel that there is a constant separation in the socioeconomic status of individuals within the United States of America? And do you feel that that socioeconomic status is used by the conservative or the liberal party to play off the people against each other?
I don't think there's a constant separation. I think that mainly those on the left try to make it appear as though there is a separation, and they try to turn Americans against each other with respect to that.
Would you agree that there is a wealthy contingent in the United States of America that uses their wealth and power to hold down the more poor and less privileged individuals in the United States of America?
No, not at all. I don't see that classes either way in terms of a wealthy class or a poor class. I don't see people in terms of classes. I think people...
I mean, look at right to work and unions.
Like, what about it? I'm in favor of right to work.
And bashing those unions down, though. Like, why is it a bad thing?
Why are unions a bad thing?
Why is it a bad thing for those people to unionize? I'm not in support of unions myself by any means, but at the same point, I have to ask the question.
Well, it kind of depends if you're talking about private sector or public sector. Generally speaking, I don't have a problem with people unionizing, but I think the other side of that has to be that the employers can then say, hey, okay, you're going to unionize. Generally speaking, and you can look at the statistics, prices of labor go up when you unionize. So therefore, we're not going to deal with you. We're going to replace you. Now, the laws don't let you do that right now. I think they should. In terms of the public sector, I think as a taxpayer, someone who pays the salaries of all of our public employees, that I really don't think it's a smart business move on my part to be in favor of government employees unionizing because that's only going to drive up the cost that I, the taxpayer, have to pay. I want our public employees to do a good job, of course, but I want to do that for the most affordable price that I can, just like any other commodity that I would buy.
All right. Okay, so we're talking about the separation of socioeconomic status, and does the Tea Party and conservatives generally play off of that? I think it's been obvious, especially in the last election, that there was a subtle reach to the white culture you say doesn't exist. And on a side note of that, I'm not sure if either one of you are aware of this, but Irish people weren't considered white until the 1800s. That's a fact. And that's just a side note.
Yeah, I mean, I don't see how it's significant. So, no, it's true.
It's significant because it exactly speaks to the fact that there's a white culture. And it doesn't
there
matter.
There was back then, and it but now I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what you would consider a white culture today. I mean, what would be the definition of a white? That's what I'm having trouble with. What would be the definition of a white culture?
I would say the white culture is the one culture that tries to stay away from every other culture.
Really?
Yes.
Because world history would show you time and again situations where various tribes and various people of all ethnicities and backgrounds tried at various points to stay away from each other, and sometimes they invaded each other. Everything that's happened in America...
It's dominate and assimilate.
And that's how the
dominate
world...
Dominate and assimilate.
And that's how the world works. Everything that you've seen
that's
happen...
That's not like how America
Borg,
works.
Like the Borg
it's exactly
from Star
how
Trek.
America works. Everything, no. Everything you've seen happen in America over nearly 300 years is not all that different than what has happened in the rest of the world. Human beings are human beings. We will always try to take what we think we can take... And to put ourselves in the best possible position.
Might
now,
does not
I don't
equal
think
rights.
I don't think absolutely it does. I mean, show me a point in world history where it doesn't.
As soon as America was born.
Really?
Absolutely.
Really?
Absolutely.
Because I don't know of very many borders anywhere in this world, whether you're talking North America, Europe, Asia, wherever. I don't know very many borders that were formed in anything other than blood. Now, it would be really nice to sit here and say, okay, might doesn't equal right, and, you know, people don't have a right to invade each other. Let's be clear. It's gonna happen. It's going to happen. Now, either you can be on the good side of that and have it work to your advantage, or you can be on the bad side of that and get mowed under by somebody else.
Yeah.
And there's always someone else around the corner that wants to take your spot.
Sure, you can.
That's not isolated anyone.
You can try to pick a winning team. That's fine. You can try to pick a winning team. That doesn't make you right.
Be the winning team.
That doesn't make you right. That doesn't make you morally right.
Yeah, just because you say it a lot doesn't make it true.
Hey, that's how the world has worked. If you're going to impugn, in this case, America or this mythical white culture that you want to talk about,
it's for not being mythical. It's
absolutely mythical. I don't know anybody that subscribes to it. I literally
they
don't,
wear "Don't Tread on Me" underwear.
Really?
They got their "Don't Tread on Me" flags.
Just
their
because
flag
you
jackets.
Say it exists and you pretend it exists.
Oh, they, are you kidding me? They got their Confederate flags.
So what connection does that make to a white culture?
Are you kidding me? Well,
no.
You got to understand that this all starts back to slavery.
It does?
Literally goes back to that and the way that they treated the American Indians. Like, there was this attempt to might is right, as you said, boot the Indians off of lands or cheat them out of lands, which
who cheated
but,
who?
But you know what? There's nothing we can really do about that at this point, 200 plus years later. Like, there's nothing that's going to change any of that.
Well, what I take issue with is your idea that that was unjustified. Let's go back to the times of the Indians, okay?
Yeah,
and
go
back to the Louisiana Purchase, which we bought and paid for. The check cleared, the cash, you know, you get the idea. We paid for it.
The jewels were used.
Now, if you go back to history of that time, we were not the only ones who wanted that land. Other territories wanted it as well. We're the ones that got it. There were other territories that wanted to take care of the Indian issue, but they just had failed. You know, the Mexicans tried to do it at one point. It didn't work. The French tried to do it. The Spanish tried to do it. It did not work. The only sin, I'm using the air quotes there, the only sin in history that happened was that we did what everybody else was trying to do, except we succeeded. And let's face it, and I'm not saying anything negative about...
Would you have been in support of slavery?
Personally, no. But what I would have been in support of is the state's rights to decide it. I do think the federal government overstepped their bounds in the War of Southern Independence.
If you would have been an American citizen in, say, 1850, would you have lived in the South and been a part of the Southern Army, or would you have been in the North and part of the Northern Army and their ideals?
I would say that, given a historical background, between the two, the one that would appeal to my politics more and my method of thinking more would have been the Confederacy. Even though I disagree with slavery, I think they were on the right side of history with that one.
Right, but their whole idea was is that we don't mind because
I thought you picked winners.
Yeah, I thought you picked winners.
What do you mean?
You said get on the might is right.
I said might.
Might
is
won, but no, you just said they were wrong.
No, if you look back at your history, it was the North. It was the Union that attacked first. It was the Union that played dirty, if you want to call it.
I'm
that
just
way.
Surprised you didn't agree with those tactics.
Before you go any further,
I'm not going to let
you're
you twist
right.
American history
you're
here.
Right.
Here is what happened.
Exact. You're right. I just said you're right. Except for the fact that they were given warnings and they were told that this would happen if you did that. North Korea, if you shoot a missile at the United States of America, we will do this to you.
Fort Sumter was on the Confederacy's land, so therefore the Union has no right to say, you got to get out of your land. BS.
No.
It was the South's land, and the North invaded it. There was never a point. There was never a point, and you can look back at all the history you want. There was never a point where the South tried to invade the North. It did not happen. Therefore, the idea of a civil war is absolutely bullshit.
Lincoln?
It was not a civil war.
Have you ever seen Lincoln?
It's a Hollywood interpretation.
Listen, those people were told, if you want to continue to reside on the lands in the United States of America, then you need to follow these rules that we have set forth.
And the South said we wanted independence because you're twisting history.
Stop.
I will not allow liberals like you to rewrite American history falsely. You're lying to your audience. I will not allow you to do it. Here is what really happened.
Well, stop.
The South.
You will get your moment
South,
to speak
the
when
South
I finish my statement.
I am preventing you from lying to your audience. Now, the South.
It's gone.
Don't cut me off. You're a liar. You are lying to your audience. I am going to tell them American history, and I'm not going to lie. The South wanted independence from the United States.
They can't
not
hear you. They can't hear you. They can't hear a word you're saying. Look, it's not even showing up on there. There's not like
you're a liberal communist piece of crap.
Wow.
Now, do you want the truth, or do you want to lie to America?
All right. Now, here's the
situation. We were going to allow you to say what you had to say. You're not going to do all that. I was going
to. Well, you're not going to lie.
Okay, so
your
mic's not even on. You're just yelling.
Oh, so censor the people who are right. Censor the people who are American. You are a communist. You will let me talk if you are an American or a patriot at all. Now open my mic.
Now, if you calm down,
Wait.
I will calm down if you
might
don't lie.
Is right.
Might is right.
Shut the hell up.
Sounds like you got might in your finger.
Might.
Show him might. Show him might.
It's might.
Show him might.
Now, listen. I am all about letting you have your microphone back and showing some respect in general. I'm not knocking you down. I'm not saying you can't have a mic. You have to let me finish my statement, and then we will get to where you want to go.
I have to let you finish lying?
I've just turned your mic back on to give you a fair shake.
Okay.
Now. No more of this running around like a crazy Tea Party individual who might go bombing Boston or something like that.
So I'm supposed to let you lie.
Stop.
So I am supposed to let you
lie.
Is that the condition here?
Stop. You're supposed to allow me to say my piece.
Not if
you're
lying.
And then you will say your piece. And if your piece is differing than my piece or bats mine down, fine. I'll give you the floor to do that. It's a fair back and forth.
So I have to let you intentionally lie. That's what you're telling me.
Hey, man, it's a typical debate. You could say Mitt Romney lied. You could say Barack Obama lied. But at least they let each other speak.
As long as that's on the table that you are allowed to lie and I can point that out, then okay. If you want to misrepresent history,
nobody is lying.
Go ahead.
Nobody is lying.
You just did.
Nobody is lying.
Yes, you did.
Now.
Yes, you did. Now go ahead.
Are you done? Are you finished?
Ahead. We'll see. Go ahead. Depends on what you say.
Here, let me jump in just real quick because I think I've left something out of this.
Okay.
All right. When I'm talking about white culture, I'm a part of it. That is part of who
you might
I
need
am.
To get some Xanax.
I don't disassociate myself from the white culture. I don't disassociate myself from both the North and the South. I think they're all Americans, and I think it was a really fucked up time.
Right.
All the way around.
I would agree that
I don't think
up time,
anybody. I think everybody had faults. And I think everybody had a lot of things to deal with. I, for instance, agree with the South trying to keep sovereignty as a state. I agree with that. I do not agree at all in America, period, with slavery. I think it's one of the most abhorrent things that humanity can do to itself.
And I would largely agree with that. I don't agree with slavery whatsoever at all.
Okay. Now,
but my point was, and let me just finish this, and you go ahead.
I didn't even get to do my point yet.
Well, because he brought, but
you
he brought,
just cut it off again.
Because you're trying to cut me off. Okay?
No. Now, you said that you agreed to let me finish my piece, and then you want to
lie,
you
can lie. But
fine.
Whatever you want. His question. Okay. Let me answer his question.
I'm a kind individual. Please go ahead.
I agree with you that slavery is abhorrent.
Much kinder than you.
The problem I have.
Nicer person.
Will you let me finish? I'm educating your worthless audience. Now.
Oh, he called you people worthless.
Well, a lot of you are on the East Coast and West Coast. You probably are. Now, what I would say is that what is more abhorrent than slavery, and slavery is bad.
Jeremy's a fan of my audience.
Will you let me finish? You are trying to obstruct someone educating the American
people. You're trying to lie to people yourself.
I am not. Have I said one untrue thing? No, I have not.
Listen.
Now,
you
let
are
me
a
finish,
walking
Jeremy.
Lie. Listen, your hair is fake blonde. You walk around all day long with a lie sitting on top of your head. You're not even your natural color.
You're trying to change the subject. We're talking about the civil. We're talking about the war for Southern independence.
You're talking.
And I'm not going to let you lie to the American people like your teachers have, your colleges have, and like your journalists have.
Now here's
to answer your question.
Answer
Jeremy,
his question, and then I get my minute.
That's fine. Okay. To answer your question, I think slavery is abhorrent, as I said like 5 minutes ago before
SOB.
He interrupted. Don't interrupt me!
Jesus.
Now, slavery is, what is more abhorrent than slavery is the federal government coming in and telling a state they have to stop it. I think that started a chain of events that has been far worse than slavery to America as a whole. There.
All right.
Go ahead
now, they were told, if you want to continue to be a part of the United States of America, the sovereign states of the United States of America, we will allow you to do that. But these are the rules that we have set forth that are from Washington, D.C., that are run by the President of the United States and the Congress. If you do not follow those rules, we will have to take action just like any other situation, like, hey, put your drink down or throw it away before you walk out the front doors, or else we're going to have to take action to take your drink away from you. Same idea. So they said, no, we are not going to follow your rules. And if you are going to expect us to follow those rules, then we are going to secede from the United States of America and form our own sovereign Confederate states.
Yeah, the independence.
And what happened? They did that, and immediately the United States of America looked at that as a treasonous act because they were still on lands that were given to those states and people.
No.
Yes.
No. Power does not come from the federal government. It comes from the states.
At that time, those states were given to them.
No, the federal government is subservient to the states. That was the case then. It's a case now. Now.
It sounds great on paper.
That's not the way it works. The South wanted independence just as America wanted independence from Britain. There is zero difference. Now, if the British were such bad people for obstructing our independence, then the Union was equally as bad for obstructing the South's independence. This was not a civil war by definition, because in a civil war, an insurgent force wants to overtake the existing government. The South had no interest in that.
Okay.
They did not want to overtake Washington. They had no interest in invading Union lands. All they wanted was to break apart, form their own country, not unlike the United States did 100 years earlier thereabouts. Seems very simple to me. It seemed like a case of, as they say in a divorce situation, irreconcilable differences. You and I don't agree on a very similar, on a very controversial issue. We're not going to agree. So the best way to
handle that is to grab a microphone, run around my board,
and keep screaming like an idiot. When you are going to lie to the American people, I'm going to prevent you from doing
that. No. You are saying that it's a lie. You don't have any proof that I'm lying. You just think that you're more right than the other. That's that narcissism that I was explaining to you.
There's plenty of books you can read that will show you that. There's
that narcissism that what you say is gold.
You want proof?
And everybody else
is
lying.
Do you want proof?
I want you to shut up.
But you asked for proof. I will give it to you. There's a book called The Politically Incorrect Guide to the South. I assume you should read it.
Okay.
That will tell you everything you need.
Is it by a conservative Tea Party member?
Doesn't matter.
Is it by someone with a bias?
I don't know if he's in the Tea Party or not. I don't know what bias he's got. I would say this. Anything that is written or spoken by a human being, whether it's in a book, on a microphone like this, in a newspaper, in a history book, wherever, anything that someone says has bias.
Okay.
So a lack of bias is not a prerequisite for worthwhile information.
All right. I feel that we've beaten this a little bit to death. I do not feel that we are done with this whatsoever. I have a feeling that there will be a Travis Jeremy part two that is going to be coming up down the line a little bit with newer questions and newer discussions, because I don't think that we even touched the tip of the iceberg when it comes to these discussions between these two gentlemen right here. I do want to do one letter from a listener before we get out of here on the overtime. So maybe, Travis, although you've never had a girlfriend or any relationship whatsoever, this might be very difficult.
Some of them haven't been particularly fondly remembered.
I told you to shut your mouth.
You do not tell an American to shut his mouth.
I told you to shut your mouth.
You are not an American. I demand that you give me my say.
See, all I got to do is just start
If you
yelling.
Lie to the American people, I'm going to stop you. Now go ahead with your stupid list.
You lie to everybody with that dumb hair every day.
My hair is natural, but go
ahead.
It's
not natural. That's a fake Grecian formula that you whip through that bad boy like
do
mayonnaise.
Do not use Grecian formula. Go ahead.
Weirdo.
Go ahead with your letter from the Lovelorn or whatever the hell
it
is.
You know what? I want to hear your opinion on this. And Jeremy, I want to hear your opinion on this, too.
Hang him from a tree.
Yeah, that's pretty. Yeah,
depending on the topic, I might very well say that.
My boyfriend recently became interested in motorcycles, which makes me nervous for his safety. We had to talk about it, and he settled on a motorcycle/scooter hybrid that looks like a motorcycle, but it only goes 50 miles an hour. It's kind of weak. He's looking into upgrading to a full motorcycle. I don't feel betrayed, but I am genuinely worried for his safety. However, it is his life, we don't have kids, and I certainly don't control him. How do you deal with your fear over a loved one's safety when they choose to do something that makes you nervous? So how do you think that she should deal with this situation here, Travis?
Well, the first thing I would say is that if you're in a committed relationship like that, I'm assuming it's a committed relationship.
Of course.
And the worst thing you have to worry about is a dude buying a motorcycle, you're in pretty good shape.
Have you seen Travis Cook? This dude is ugly as God.
I'm a gorgeous hunk of man meat. But as for this listener, you know, if the biggest controversy they've got is a guy wanting to ride a motorcycle, I think she's in a pretty good relationship. You know, it's not a situation where he's going out there trying to.
But she's honestly worried for his safety.
And that's understandable. And you're going to have those things in a relationship. I think it's fine for her to mention her misgivings. And
Travis wants you to buy a motorcycle and kill yourself.
No, if you want to buy a motorcycle, go ahead and buy a motorcycle, and I don't care what happens to you on it.
All right, fair enough.
I'm pretty sure she should just go ahead and break up with him and find some pussy out there that won't do nothing wrong ever and keep her perfectly sane.
Good luck finding one of those.
Oh, no, I see one right in front of me. Like, it's not a problem. I know there's one in St. Louis specifically that I can introduce you to.
I'm not one of those people that would allow a woman to prevent me from doing something I wanted to do, nor would I prevent her from doing the same.
I see what you're saying. I don't even know if that's absolutely the truth. I mean, you seem like one of those really controlling individuals.
No, not at all.
You don't think you're...
The things that need to be controlled, I control. But other than that, whatever.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. It's time for us to get out of here on the overtime. I want to first off thank Travis Cook for coming here, America's Evil Genius, on YouTube. Go search that. Find him on social media, Facebook, and all that. He's always shooting his mouth off in stupidity, as he did.
Real Travis Cook on Twitter.
Very much today on the show. Also, Jeremy Bailey. Thank you so much, Jeremy, for jumping in here.
I always have fun.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's going to do it for us here on Overtime and The Q. My name is Mark Bland. Follow me on Twitter at Mark Bland or at theqnow.com. We have our social media links there, and you can be our friend, follow on Facebook or Twitter. And we're always live tweeting during the show, as we have to do every single week, because we get a lot of people that hit us up. So join the thousands of followers that follow us every single week, and enjoy. I can't believe that Travis Cook actually came in here and spewed the BS that came out of his mouth. But hey, you know, it is what it is. Tell him what you think if you disagree with him. We'll see you guys next time on The Q.